Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. I am just calling to, I got this statement. I got a bill from you guys, not a bill, but a charge, and I don't remember, I don't know who you are, and I can't remember what I bought. What company am I calling?
I can pull that account for you. We are a call center.
Okay.
What's your zip code?
29456.
29456, and your name?
Kathy Goodrich.
Okay, and your email is klagoodrich@gmail.com?
That is correct.
Okay, verify your address for me.
3730 Ingleside Boulevard, apartment 3204, Ladson, South Carolina, 29456.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me one moment, please, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. That account information is loading for me. I'm sorry for the wait time.
Ma'am?
Your account is loading up. I'm sorry for the wait time.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, I see where you completed a survey offer and you paid $7.95 for the cookware.
Yeah, what is that?
That when you paid the $7.95 for the cookware, I'm not sure if you read over the terms with the company that you ordered from, but they do offer a monthly membership in which looks like that's what you have, and it's $67.32 bill monthly. And with that membership, they send you out a shopping voucher, and it's valued at $125, and that can be used to make purchases on the online store's website.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay. I guess I did not read that correctly or something. So what, because I have another charge on it for 45. I don't even know. And my bank could
now
not.
That 45 one is not ours.
Oh, whatever it is.
I do see a charge for the membership, which was $67.32. Do you wish to cancel your account going forward?
Yes, absolutely. I need to cancel all that. I don't even know. Yes.
Okay, give me one second. I can take care of that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to provide to you a confirmation number so that you can notate that for your record.
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, your cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 263-008-273.
273.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. So what about this $67? What is that now?
Now, the company, that's for the membership, and it sends you out the shopping voucher, and it's valued at $125, and that can be used online at the store's website.
Okay. I don't want a shopping voucher. What are we going to do about that?
Now, the company that you ordered from have a no-refund policy. You said that your bank reached out to you regarding the charge.
Oh.
Did your bank notify you of the charge?
Well, my bank did, yeah.
Okay. So with the company that you ordered from, they have a no-return, no-refund policy. What I can do is a courtesy. I'm not supposed to. But being that it looks like you overlooked the terms, Ms. Kathy, I can go ahead and apply a courtesy 50% courtesy credit to your card.
Okay, well, I think I'm probably going to have to contact my bank about this because this is, you know,
They'll get a copy of those terms, and then once that dispute is lost with your bank, you'll see that full charge of $67.32 back on your statement, Ms. Kathy. That's why I ask if you read over the terms, because when you place that order, it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited for $67.32 monthly?
Well, see, I didn't confirm anything like that, is what I'm saying.
When you submit the order for the survey, it automatically enrolls you into the membership, ma'am.
When I do a survey?
You did a three-question survey. Yes, ma'am.
But it did not ask me about a monthly debit.
I read those terms every single day, Ms. Kathy. You may have overlooked it if you was in a hurry, but it does tell you that.
I have never spoken to you guys.
No, you place the order online. You're exactly right. You place the order online. We don't take phone orders because each customer has to read their terms and conditions.
Can you tell me what I ordered?
You completed the survey, and you paid $7.95 for a chance to win the cookware set that I explained at the beginning of the call.
Whoa.
And that was done on November the 27th, Ms. Goodrich.
That
when you submitted your order, there were terms that stated to you that by completing the survey, you're also agreeing and authorizing your card to be debited for the monthly membership, which is $67.32 billed to you each month until you call in to cancel.
Wow.
So once your bank get a copy of those terms, they'll advise you that they cannot help you because they cannot dispute that because it was pre-authorized when you submitted your order. That's why, as a courtesy, I offer the 50% refund to you. So that way you will get at least half of your money credited back to your card.
Well, you can go ahead and do that. And I have got my confirmation that you have canceled this thing.
Yes, you have been canceled out.
Okay.
Did you want me to issue the 50% courtesy credit to your card?
Yes, you better go ahead and do that.
That'll be credited back within 3 to 5 business days.
How much did you say that was?
A 50% refund.
What's the total?
It's $33.66, Ms. Kathy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is there anything else for you, ma'am?
No, not yet. Okay. Bye.
Thanks for calling Customer Care.